It's about 4:16 a.m. or so. And I would say probably for the past hour or so, I have been browsing Reddit, okay? Now, I think it was last month or a few episodes ago, I did an episode where I said Reddit was my new, like, guilty pleasure or secret confession pleasure thingy to go to. It just kind of entertained myself, especially during COVID. I was getting bored. I like to read things, blog posts, articles. So I don't know. One day I just happened to stumble across something. I clicked something else. I said, hey, you know what? Let me subscribe. So today I've been by email and I noticed that it gave me one of the alerts for, I guess, a popular post for the day or something that Tyler caught my interest. I said, oh, shoot, Reddit. Haven't been on there in a while. Let me just go over there. So I went over there, and child, as always, Reddit does not disappoint, because I found, oh gosh, so much stuff that I just started just saving things that I just can't read everything all at once, but I don't want to miss stuff, you know? It's like save for later, right? And I thought to myself, after reading not only some of these fucking titles to these posts, but also the things that people say, you know, especially in confessions. Confessions just be having me dead, because people just purge their soul, you know, like the deepest, darkest thoughts. And what is wrong with people? But some people on Reddit, and they need, like, real advice. They're really going through things. It really amazes me how much people go through things and how much people are maybe not willing to share with people in their everyday life, or maybe they're embarrassed to tell people in their everyday life because they don't want people to know. But we'll come on a place like Reddit, a platform like Reddit, and can just vent or maybe get some advice from people. Sometimes being judged, but for the most part, they'll get somewhere and get some answers. So I decided, as I was reading some of these posts, I said, you know what, child? I said, you know what? Reddit needs me, okay? Now, it's not enough to just have an account and simply look and like and save and read. I was like, you need to help. These people need help. They need some kind of, you know, some people need a word or two. See what you can do. So I started doing that, started browsing through. Now, I'm going to be honest. Some of these people got problems. It's like they say, if you ain't got nothing nice to say, just don't say nothing at all. I just skip it, and I don't say a damn thing. And then there's other ones where, you know, I really do have something to say. I can relate, and I do say something. And then I try to wait to see if a motherfucker going to like my shit, or at least say, oh, God. No, I did help somebody, though. I remember there was a young male who's a member of the LGBT community who wanted to go into trans but was not getting any support from the people in their group or their family. And so they were thinking about not doing it. And actually, all the comments that they had actually got when they did get the comments were all negative. Like, you know, and a lot of people aren't, you know, acceptive of that, right? You know, like, you know, just kind of ignorance. I had to sign some line. I said, I personally, as a 35-year-old female, black, especially black woman, you know, happen to love and adore the drag community. I've been supporting as far as RuPaul's Drag Race, even before it was VH1 and all this has been happening and all this new stuff that everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. I was watching that when it was on Logo, you know, from season 1. I remember when Bibi Zahara-Benet won, you know. I remember when Raja won. I remember when all these people won. Some of these queens that won before, that paved the way, these new queens don't even know about. So I was basically telling them, I was like, you know, you know, a lot of times when we're chasing our dreams, we're so focused on these people that are right in front of our face, who we are looking for their immediate support first. So I'm going to tell you right now, as somebody who started their own small business from the ground up, you know, between this podcast and other podcasts I have and other projects that I hope to create in the future as well, you know, little baby projects I hope to create in the future as well, every single last one of them, I cannot tell you and I can't stress to you enough that my main supporters have come from absolute strangers, you know, people like you, who literally have become family over time through the support that you've given me. Like, in my mind, in my head, you all is family, you know? You cannot look at the people around you all the time and want to say nay, 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 because I guess their opinions matter more to you. They're closer to you. So you feel like if they're not going to support, then who will? So I told them, you got to remember, there's a large group of people out here that will welcome you with open arms. You know what I mean? And the thing about it is, when you let people get into your head like that, is what I was also telling them, but not as long-winded as I'm telling you all right now. But when you get your people get into your head like that, you start to limit yourself and stifle yourself into being the person that you are. Be who you are authentically. Be who you is. That's something I used to always say in the beginning of this podcast. Like, be who you is. As long as you dead ass ain't hurting yourself or you're not hurting anybody else, be who you is. Stop letting people censor you. Because in time, you are going to attract the people that really are going to love you for who you are. They're not going to try to, you know, take you and mold you and fit you into this little tiny ass box that you don't fit in. They're going to understand that you don't deserve to be in a box. You deserve to be up here. You deserve to be seen. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be appreciated. You know, and that's the kind of thing that I told them. You got a large community of people, gay and straight, that will support you. And I just put it into nice, thoughtful words. And they said they were so appreciative of my kind words. They made me feel good. I felt good. I said, okay, I help someone. Yes, we're on a roll. We're starting off good. Let's keep going. And then I started reading some dark and creepy. And as I got through going through Reddit, y'all, I finally got to the conclusion where I said, oh my God. I don't know how priests and I don't know how psychiatrists do it. You know, I don't know how therapists do it. Because, I mean, child, if I wanted to help everybody in the world, if I even charged money for my services and got paid well for it, mentally, as a human being, the capacity of my brain, and, like, I just don't know, that shit would drive me to drink. Because after a while, some of the shit people say, you gotta already be ready. Let's say we was in person face-to-face. You gotta be ready to hold your expressions in. You got to be ready to not, you know, your jaw better not fall on the floor. You better not gasp. You better not be like, what? No, you did not just say that you just fucked your moms. Yeah, like shit like that. You're going to hear crazy shit. Because that's what they be saying on fucking Reddit. You know, then some people, they just let out. They be like, boy, you're crazy. Like, you're nuts. Da, da, da. They'll tell people stuff like that. Like I said, if I don't have nothing nice to say, then I don't say anything at all. But, like, I truly empathize with people that just sit there and just have to listen to people's problems all day. Like, God damn. First of all, I got my own damn problems. That's what I've been saying about a lot of people. I've been, these days especially, I remember my hand be like, no disrespect to anybody. But at some point in your life, you got to get a little bit selfish and you got to pick your battles, you know. Things you want to get emotionally invested in, especially if you're an empath like me. I cannot allow myself to get emotionally invested in anything, every single thing these days. I will fall the fuck out. Between Black Lives Matter, COVID, come on, guys. It's too much going on. So, certain things I'll be having, I'll be like, well, this person, I'm like, you know what, they, you know, that's their problem. Let them deal with it. You know what I'm saying? I got my problems, got to deal with mine. But, of course, there's a part of me that always wants to help, pay things forward and all of that. But, y'all, man, someone, you got to know your limitations, honey. I cannot get to all of these Reddit posts. So, anyway, I guess I just want to share some of these titles and read some of these short ones. It'll give you an idea. Some people say some pretty funny things. I seen a really lighthearted one today. The person said that they're a very frugal person, but that today they spent $100 on seafood and they were very proud of themselves. And I said, shit, I'm proud of you too, because the hell the fuck is you working hard for? Yeah, we're working so goddamn hard. It's okay to be frugal. It's okay to want to save. But I'd be damned if you have all that fucking money in the bank and a day that you dropped dead the last time you had a fucking decent steak or a decent lobster. Or hell, damn it, if you're vegan, the last time you had a decent bowl of, what the fuck y'all eat, zoodles, you know what I'm saying, was like, I don't know, 25 years ago, all because you was on some frugal shit, and want to eat ramen noodle all day. And that's not to say that if you eat ramen noodle, something's wrong with that, but damn, you know, after a while, you know, go from ramen noodle to the pho, eat the pho. The fuck? Back to Reddit. Give y'all some weight music. Alright, I'm going to my saved. Alright, this one says someone said that their wife is a cow. This one's short. It says, my wife's a cow. So my wife fucked another man. Well, listen to this. Wife's a cow. So my wife fucked another man. Not just any man, but a disabled old man she felt sorry for. I'll let that digest. She works as a care worker for the elderly. Yep, she fucked him at work several times. Now, this person, let's say they're in your office and they're already venting at you. They bold and they just, yep, my wife's a cow. She fucked another man, not just any man, but a disabled man at work that she felt sorry for. Yep, she fucked him at work several times. They just hitting you with this shit. Off the gate. No good morning. You didn't have no coffee yet. You're running late. You know, traffic. And you sit down. And now they say, what? You say, what? This is just, you gotta sit there with the poker face. Act like some, eventually you gotta become stone cold. You hear, you done heard it all. Anyway, he said, here's the really sad bit. I love my wife. She was on her medication for depression and it messed up her feelings. She never really knew what she was up to fully when she was off of them. Then she was super sorry. I still love my wife. I can't help feeling like I need to run. I'm 47, so being single seems hard, and a divorce feels so horrible, and also money and kids are involved. She recently started talking to a guy from another country. It's a fantasy thing, so I'm not really bothered. I'm in need of advice. So clearly, she's not... You see what I'm talking about? Clearly, she's not... In my opinion, this one, look at me trying to diagnose the situation, right? I diagnose the situation as, in this one, she's suffering from mental health issues, and when she's not on the medication, she does things. Obviously, when she's unable to care for herself, it's as simple as a Kanye and Kim or anybody in this kind of situation put the relationship at a strain because it causes her to do things which pretty much hurts not only herself and also puts herself probably in a, you know, this is also what I would call self-destructive behavior. Who knows if she's being protective or not? It doesn't matter. Clearly, your job is on the line. So it causes her when, you know, to, so he's trying to cope. So even though he's calling his wife a cow, just sounds, you know, messed up. And he starts to sell her off as like this woman who just does whatever she wants to do because she just doesn't care about him. She's not really a sociopath. She's one who needs help. So I have absolutely nothing to say. So I started reading the comments, you know. And somebody said you should get a divorce and make sure you have proof of infidelity before you go get a divorce. And somebody says you alone decide what you can live with. This would all be a deal breaker for me personally. They said your mental and your emotional well-being are so much more important than not wanting to be alone. Be good to yourself. Now you see what this motherfucking said. See, and the name of, do you know what their handle is on Reddit? Friggin' Laser Beams. This is Friggin' Laser Beams. You wouldn't even think by that handle that they have anything insightful to say to anyone at all. Friggin'. Look how they spell friggin'. F-R-I-G-G-I-N. Friggin' Laser Beams. You alone decide what you can and can't live with. This would all be a deal breaker for me personally. Your mental and emotional well-being are so much more important than not wanting to be alone. Be good to yourself. Why can't I give fucking advice out that's just smooth, effortless, curse-free, and just professional just like that? See, that's the problem. I would have to get the filter on, and I'm just too much of a emotional person, an outburstish kind of person to. All right. Anyway. Somebody said I'm on antidepressants. I don't rape patients or cheat on my husband. Let that sink in. I don't think that. See that I wouldn't say that because first of all, we don't know what type of mental illness she had. It dead ass is about 2 books of maybe 1,000 each, maybe more in each. We don't know what she got. We just know that when she's not on her meds, you know, so this person really just jumped to conclusions. But you know what? You're on antidepressants and, you know, maybe you're not on them right now and you're not feeling well. Moving on. What's this other one here? My father destroyed every trace of my childhood. Now, this one's a little disturbing. It's short as well. I just found out that while I was disowned by my drug-addicted father, he trashed every photo of me that existed. Photos of me with my siblings, my late grandmother, the one who raised me, etc. This happened 5 years ago, but I just found out. I wanted these photos so that I could show my children one day. Husband and I are trying for a family. He's been clean for 2 years. He still can't handle owning up to anything that happened, and I'm so hurt. I found out from my sister, who knew this whole time and didn't tell me and acted like it was nothing. My mom lied to me point blank about it when I drive 8.5 hours to see her and my dad. I get that he's sober now, but damn, it sucks that my parents hated me so much for just existing and wanting to not wanting to be an abusive household, that he wanted every trace of me to disappear. I'm just frustrated and don't know where to go. He's done way worse stuff, but somehow this one hurts more. I don't know. How can you be mad at a former addict for stuff they did when they were an addict? Like, where do I go? See, now, that stuff is hard stuff, man. I'm not ready. I'm not ready right now. This is the kind of stuff I got to say. Even if I was a pastor, I'd be like, Lord, give me words right now. I don't know what to say. You have to be on. You have got to be. I'm not ready, guys. I'm just not ready. I mean, if I want to take on the world, I'm not ready. Well, maybe ready could be my practice. So in a situation like this, I mean, again, I can clearly empathize because your parents is the first form of love and protection that you're supposed to have in this world. I'd like to think that when the rest of the world is beating your ass up, I mean, they beat you first. Your parents beat your ass first, and then they sent you out to the world, and the world beat you up some more, chewed you up, spit you out, and then sometimes send you crying back home to your mom for comfort or her home-cooked meal, so her mac and cheese or something, so you can feel better. You know what I'm saying, yo? But my point is, like, that's supposed to be one place you're supposed to be able to go, like, after the world has been chewed you up, spit you out, we can kind of, like, recuperate or feel like love is love, or I have my family. I mean, hell, good, bad, or different, like, this is home, okay? But damn! Because daddy was an addict one day when he was, he's been clean for 2 years, but 5 years ago when he was on his drugs, he ripped up every single picture of me that ever existed. This family owns no pictures of me. And not only that, I want to say my piece of shit sister, but not my piece of shit mom, but my piece of shit sister didn't tell me and neither did my mother. I just came 8.5 hours to come see everybody, and I'd like to, this the shit that they didn't want to happen. They was hoping that one day I didn't ever have to come back asking for these pictures. Mom's probably said, okay, you destroyed the pictures. That's so fucked up. We don't want to know. But who the fuck comes home asking for their pictures? Son, you might ask for one. You might ask, maybe. Most people don't ask for that. All of a sudden, randomly out the blue, because karma is a bitch. And they actually done found out just how much of, girl, it was the drugs. Okay? When people are on the drugs, it's not them. It's the drug itself or the alcohol. It's a demon. Hell, if they had any control over it at all whatsoever, they would just stop. They would. And most people, when they do finally stop, don't stop because the drug told them to. They do it because they finally lost so much. Like, thank God he didn't lose his entire family, but he could have. Most people lose their job, their savings, their homes, their children, relationships, everything. Like, literally burn every freaking bridge. And then they get to a rock bottom moment where they say, I want to get clean, and they do get clean. You know, it's not a very easy decision to make. But the ones that don't, see, the ones that get clean, that's amazing. Now, the ones that can't get clean, you can't condemn them because who the fuck grew up or felt like they was born into this world to say, I want to grow up to be a crackhead. Yeah, like nobody says that. You know what I'm saying? Like life hands you shit. You eventually got caught up in the wrong situation, the wrong drug, and that drug took control of you. Unfortunately, now it done robbed you of a lot, and now you have issues with your daughter. I don't have no answers for that shit. I keep going. Wish I did. I don't know how Oprah and them be doing it. They don't have practice. I bet we need to go to break. And I need a shot. Shit would drive me to drink. I'm telling you. No, this is the one. Let me just get to the one I really want to get to. This one, this title here is not the one I want to get you. But she says, husband spat on my face. Tell myself I got drunk and flashed some people. I can't cope. I thought that shit was funny because she'll live. You know what I mean? Like, that's not even something. She just is embarrassed, but everybody thought it was silly fun in a drunk moment. She just can't handle it. I hope she doesn't kill herself, seriously, because she's really just bugging out of something that really, I let everybody else handle that because she's on the edge. Moving on. This is the one I really wanted to read. All right, this is it. She says, not my confession, but I think my boyfriend does sexual things with his older sister. She said, hi, I'm fairly new to the Reddit, but I need to get opinions on this. I'm 18 and my boyfriend's age is 18, but his sister is older. She's 21. I started dating him about a year ago, and he had just told me that she and him were really close, like extremely close. They told each other everything and did everything together, which seems like a normal brother-sister thing to do. However, as I started hanging out with him more, I began to see things that made me a bit uncomfortable. Like, for instance, they'd work out together a lot during their workouts. He'd be constantly staring at her ass in yoga pants and obviously get boners. He also had a talk with me about how she's so pretty and has the perfect curves and a great body. Although she is just kind of fat, no offense. I didn't say that. I don't know the bitch. One time, we were in his kitchen cooking dinner with her, and she had bent over and started twerking on him. I just laughed it off, but who does that to their brother? They also shower in front of each other. Okay. And will stand there and talk to each other fully nude. I know all of this because we FaceTime a lot. That became a problem for her. She hated the fact that we would FaceTime all the time. But we were all in quarantine because of COVID, and it just helps us pass our summer. One time she was fighting with him and didn't know I was on the phone and said, I miss my brotherly love time. I'm sorry, what? This is the post I originally came to see, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm sorry, I had to take it. I miss my brotherly love time. She also brings him everywhere with her, and they go to work a lot together. Now, I say that because she works with a wedding service, and they don't get much business these days. They are actually closed. So what can they be doing for up to 4 hours every other day at work? He also does everything for her, and I mean everything. Sometimes he will call me by her name. What, yo, bitch? How many deal-breaker fucking red flags you need, ho? I'd have been the fuck up out of there. What you mean, brotherly love? Nigga, my spidey senses be tingling. And I certainly have the gift of discernment. And even before that, which that is a God, that's a gift from God. But even before that, the God-given sense, common sense that we all should have. Girl, bye. Wait a minute. So now what am I supposed to propose? That this is something that's been going on all the time? Some incestuous, low-key, emotional attachment, physical attachment to your sister? Or is you really gonna dead ass leave me believe that ever since COVID hit and y'all been quarantined, your sister just all of a sudden been becoming this super hot cis bitch? This doesn't make any sense to me. But she says sometimes he will call me by her name and say he's just used to his sister. How do you confuse your girlfriend with your sister? Unless the two of them is pretty much interchangeable or one and the same, meaning the girlfriend can double, the sister can double as a girlfriend. Also, they play fight a lot, and there have been times where I've seen them grope each other in places where siblings shouldn't touch. But again, I just laugh it off. They also give each other massages, which is just her on top of him rubbing out his chest. Her just loudly moaning while he barely touches her neck. Back to the part where we FaceTime a lot. There have been times where he'd be watching a movie on her computer or doing homework in a room, and I hear what sounds like choking or just maybe... it's a jump too far, but I'm sorry, this is weird to say, slurping noises. And when I proceed to ask, what is that noise? Somehow his phone always cuts out or he goes on pause and he says he doesn't know what I'm talking about. However, his cheeks are always really red, and me being his girlfriend, he's white or something like that. And me being his girlfriend knows that happens when a certain act is being done. Bitch, so what the fuck, yo? What else you need? What, now you just need to just catch the sister with the dick in her mouth? I mean, and so she says they spent a lot of time home alone together, and up until we started dating, he slept in her bed. Oh, bitch. How you was dating a man that's 18 years old that sleeps in his bed with his sister? Son is, yo, what the, honestly, all right, even if I was dating dude, right? If I knew friends of the family or other people, you know how you know, this is my boyfriend, this is my boyfriend's friend, okay? Or we all go to school together, maybe. I don't know, maybe we all have, like, a group of friends or people that might know him a little longer. Let's say his name is Eric and her name is Tiffany, the sister. I'd be like, do y'all, you know, my man, Eric, like, his sister Tiffany, y'all know they're mad close. Like, they ever struck you as a little, being a little too close? Like, maybe see if people have seen awkward shit as you. You already know it's wrong, but if people be like, yeah, them two is, come on. What kind of bit? That's like, me. All right, sleeping with your sister in a bed at 18 is odd. Sleeping with your mom at 18 still in bed is odder. But the point is that you 18 and you're fully, you know, going past puberty, for crying out loud, and technically by the age and standards of y'all not in poverty. You know what I mean? Clearly you have your own room and stuff. So why is you always in a, what is this? Is that even his sister at all? Are you sure that that's not his girl or really his wife and they trying to do something on the loan to play you out? Because people do stuff like that too. Things are weird these days. Either way, if it really is incest, and that's a real thing too these days, that since the beginning of, forget these days, since the beginning of time, incest has been a real thing. That's pretty damn nasty. So she said, maybe it's just a normal. That's not normal, girl. I done seen too many brother and sister relationships. Maybe it's just a normal sibling relationship, and I'm completely overreading this, but she doesn't like me and consistently tries to get me out of the picture because she's jealous of you because he's fucking you. maybe someone can help me out, give me their opinion, because she can't never bring the bitch out publicly and never say this is the one I want to be with without getting a hell of a lot of backlash from society, the law, you name it. You know what I mean? Your neighbors will shun you. People won't even let their kids come by. They're going to look at y'all like, y'all, I'm just being honest. This is why she's upset, because she knows whatever the fuck it is that they really have going on is always going to have to be behind closed doors. You know, as long as it's been going on, whatever's been going on, she knows it can never be whatever it is, what it is. She's going to be the type of bitch that's always going to try to keep her brother living at home. And if her brother decides to ever get married and get up out the house and find a bitch that can actually tolerate her creepy ass, you know what I'm saying, and overlook it, because having an emotional attachment or a relationship with his sister, older or not, is a real thing. It doesn't have to be every man, but that is a psychological thing. Whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, or it's just full on, it doesn't matter. That is a real thing. And there are some people that do have to deal with that. And it's like they act like it's not happening because at the end of the day, they know the best thing they got going on is you can't come out here publicly with your motherfucking sister. Okay? And just tell everybody, I love her. This is the one I want to be with. Your whole family will be like, what in the fuck is this? And they probably wouldn't want you to procreate because of that damn superstitious belief that you're going to produce children, which I'm sure that's not true. But you know, you hear the ignorant, you know, thing. Let me get back to this because I'm just going to get carried away. She said, maybe someone can help me out, give me their opinion. But if it's what I think it is, but it's not what you think it is, what you know it is, you just don't want to believe it. You're in denial. She said, then my boyfriend is fucking weird. Someone says, based on your description, he's definitely banging her. And then somebody says, run. Run away. Run so far that they can never ask you to babysit their inbred spawn. It's the truth. I don't know about the inbred part. There was inbred spawn. I mean, it's inbred. I most people call it a spawn because it's, you know, whatever. Because it's not natural. If they have been having sex all this time, I don't think they will stop it because of you. This is exactly what I was trying to say about this is something that's normal for them. Okay. This is why when he's getting into relationships now, as they're getting older, and he's getting older, he's 18. He still hasn't even had, this might be his first serious relationship. Let him keep on getting serious with people and want to fall in love and want to have kids with them. This girl, this is a sick relationship. He's going to try everything I'm probably trying to sabotage it. Somebody said, I think the most incriminating evidence I've read is the part where he gets boners while watching his sister work out. The other stuff is still bizarre, but they have plausible deniability. Well, you're a creep too, I guess. Maybe. Somebody said, leave that man alone before you catch him doing worse. That's just too far. I said, it's just too far. You can be close to siblings, but that seems extreme. Maybe a dead ass. All right, you've seen your sibling new. You've seen your other sibling new. That's one thing. I had a friend, and obviously she was a girl. Her brother and her had definitely separate rooms. But the way the house was designed, I don't know if it was one room and then they had built a wall. But the wall that they had separating both their rooms happened to have like a cutaway in it. Like a square cutaway, like a window. And it's either this was an additional room that they added to this house, or maybe it was designed in a way that it shouldn't have been two rooms. Maybe it was designed as another room, but their parents turned it into two bedrooms. And every single time they had to change, male or female, one would ask the other, as they were raised and taught as by their mother, to leave the room, or one would put up a sheet. This did not happen for too long because the house that they were in, the mother ended up selling it and she bought another house in Long Island where everybody just had their own space, their own room, separate walls, separate doors, separate windows. But even then, they were close. You know what I'm talking about? If you want to talk about brother and sister that was close, they were close. I mean, they were so close that he was able to save his sister from losing her virginity until well after high school. I know because this girl is my closest friend to this day. But my point is, I've seen close brother and sister relationships, and I've never seen anything inappropriate like that. You know, I've seen closeness that's very touching, but I've never seen two males physically nakedly every day. Come on now. Now, if you brother and sister, you're like 2, 3, 4 years old, and y'all's bath time, y'all playing around, that's a different thing. It's after a certain age, y'all need to be over there with the genitals out all over the damn place. The hell you think this is? Get the hell out. Fuck you looking at, creep? Fuck out of here. And any sister that just wants to be looked at poochy on by her brothers, I think it's a little odd. You know, I had my aunt one day, my cousins, my male cousins, all she had was boys, three boys. And my male cousins and I were all playing, and their friends came over. And I, since they were all boys, if they had little sisters, their sisters would come play. But that day, I was just minding my business. I didn't want to go outside, but their friends came over. My little cousin, all excited, wanted to know if he could go to his friend's house now, because they came to the door to come get him. He went to go ask permission. He went running in the room while my aunt was getting dressed. And I think his friend was behind him, but she was just barely made it putting on clothes because she heard him running. But she was just like, I know he's not going to just run through this door. Like, I could dead ass, like, naked. But I remember later on that day, she didn't, like, beat him or yell at him. But she was like, you have to not. You can't just run in there. And she's like, and you got your friends. And she's like, I could be undressed. I mean, yes, your kids see you naked all the time. But I think after a certain age, I don't know that most parents are just going to bust it wide open for their kid. Like, you already seen it. You came out of it. Look, this is it. Like, nobody... Come on, I don't care if you saw it, I don't care if you know what it looks like, I don't care if sometimes you happen to walk in your mom's room and she's still putting on her bra. That's one thing, it's a whole other thing, it's every time you turn around, it's like, hey, it's me, look at me, look. What the fuck are you doing? Where the fuck are your clothes at, you freak of nature? The fuck is this? You better sit your ass down. The fuck is this? It don't matter. 365, the dead of summer, or fucking middle of a hurricane, tornado, or fucking heat storm. This motherfucker says, hey, do you own any clothes at all, motherfucker? I see you know how to put on clothes when it's time to go the fuck outside, go get a check at work, go to the supermarket and shit. Why every time the fuck you around me, your ass is naked? I would have some questions. That's all I'm saying. Brother around me is so dingling. What the fuck is that? Like, put some fucking glue. You know, I know brothers and sisters to clown each other. I don't want them to be all up in each other's genitals. So I'm like, damn, my sister ass fat and the yoga. What the fuck, nigga? What? Waiter, check, please. Like, get me the fuck out of here. That's the one I wanted to share with y'all, but I'd rather just be having me. These sizes, I cannot help that one. It's another one. You're on your own. Seriously, sis, she need to get up out of there. Ain't that much love in the world. Child. If that girl ever popped up pregnant, I'd always wonder who the father was. Even if she said somebody else was the father. Because she would have to. Was she going to say, it's my brothers? Oh, this was the other one. I was just going to read this myself another time. I didn't read it yet. My boyfriend suddenly died. And then I found out he has a fiance the whole time. Do I tell her about us? No, bitch, no. I mean, what would be the point? What the fuck? Let me do. That's all I need is to be grieving over this nigga that I thought was my fiance, even though he might have been a cheater or whatever. I had my doubts. And as I'm grieving, here comes this bitch. Let me tell you something, ho. The last thing I want to hear in that situation is, what the fuck that got to do with me, bitch? That's your problem. This is shit I was telling you earlier about when I be talking to you about what's your problem, what's my problem. I don't give a fuck. This nigga is dead now. Oh, he was, what? And you're telling me this because what? Because you just need me to know that you existed now that you know that I... Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm too busy trying to grieve. Now I gotta figure out, on top of that, nigga, you still was cheating? Yo, I'd have been mad as fuck that I even showed up at the funeral. I'd have been like, and I showed up to this fucking bullshit-ass funeral for you, you bitch-ass nigga. I wore this dress and these shoes, you bitch. Yo, I'd have been so tight. This whole time you was out here running around with this bitch. Yo, it'd have been on. Fuck this shit. Is that what she want? Bitch, what you telling me for? Because you want me to bury you in a matching coffin right next to him? That means the fuck you just shit people be saying. Should I let her know? What the fuck for, bitch? You ain't a point of sense. You better sit your... This is the problem I have today with hoes. Deadass. Yo, in my day when I was growing up, a hoe knew a whole place. Deadass. Like, you stayed in your motherfucking lane. If it wasn't your motherfucking day, if it was a holiday, you already knew, don't give a fuck to call you. These little hoes today is getting real motherfucking bold. Bitch, they said that was the fiance. You clearly was the side bitch. What the fuck a side bitch gotta say in any goddamn thing? Even Beyonce said, dust the side chicks or some shit, dust to the motherfucking side chicks. And that ain't even my queen. But she said that, I said, oh yes, I co-signed that hard. I co-signed that heavy. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, bitch, stay in your goddamn lane. Your lane is not the lane where you get out the shit and go running up to the fucking fiance. The fiance and the bitch shouldn't even ever cross. These little bitches want to come around here, and I fucking him and I was fucking him. What the, who gives a fuck, bitch? You made your bed, go fucking it. Like, that has absolutely nothing to do with me. Dumb bitch. Stay in your damn lane. The hoes lane. And guess what? Lastly, this title. I'm going to read this too when I get off here because I thought it was pretty fucking interesting. Something very similar. man said, hold on. Let me see. I believe the man said that a girl that he had met on a dating app had died, and he had found out that she was married, and now he feels like shit because he didn't know that she was married, and now he need closure. Oh yeah, a girl I met on dating app was friends with benefits. She recently died, and after reading news articles about her death, I realized she was engaged, facing moral dilemma, and I need advice. Wait a minute. So now your moral, well, you know what? I'm not going to say nothing because you didn't know that she was in a relationship. That's not your problem to deal with, sir. Again, pick your battles. That is his problem, okay? Both if he knew she was a cheater beforehand, and the fact that she is now gone, okay? You did not tell this girl, I don't give a fuck if you have a fiance. This is what I would tell them, but I'm not going to tell them that. I might help him. He might be helpable. I would tell him it's not that you just knew what you were doing. You said, I don't give a fuck. And then even if you did fucking it, child, I care. Some of y'all is holding on to some unnecessary guilt, man. I mean, she wasn't. The fact that, I mean, all right, on that note, y'all, I'm getting hell on out of here. What time is it now? 5:06. Yeah, I'm getting out of here. You all enjoy the rest of your evening, or morning, I should say. I'm about to see if I could jump back into this Reddit. Love you, and see you all next time here on Chapel's Corner. Mm-hmm.